journey to Erythrae, where knights of noble heart live and die in the loyal service to the king and the prince. These knights are mighty, for they serve a mighty king. They are the Knights of Erythrae. This is Julie Schwarzberg presenting the third book in the increasingly popular series by Chuck Black. With each book focusing on the tale of a different knight, the Knights of Erythrae series continues the medieval allegories from the Kingdom series. Sir Dalton and the Shadow Heart promises the same amount of action, courage, and drama as the first two books without employing magic, mysticism, or other dark fantasy elements, which many conservative Christian parents appreciate. Sir Dalton and the Shadow Heart begins with young Dalton training to become a Knight of the Prince. Although he enjoys his title and the admiration of his peers, particularly the attention of the beautiful Lady Bryn, he and his friends lack a true passion for following the prince. Too intent on enjoying themselves, they ignore a disturbing report of the disappearance of other knights. Dalton is christened and given a mission, but he soon encounters strange attacks. The attacks grow more and more vicious until a massive shadow warrior named Drox captures him. Drox's dwelling holds hundreds of other knights of the prince. Although none of them are imprisoned, an extreme fear keeps the knights from attempting escape. Dalton, on the other hand, tries to flee and is severely wounded. Things look bleak until a kindly old man nurses him back to health. As Dalton's strength and faith in the prince return, he is faced with a telling choice. He must decide whether to confront his fears and face Drox again, or disappear into the kingdom to live his life as a commoner. Lyrical writing and vivid descriptions combined with fast-paced storytelling keep even the most reluctant readers involved, and parents will appreciate Chuck's devotion to biblical truths. Sir Dalton and the Shadow Heart aims to teach readers about the virtue of faith and the consequences of doubt and apathy, but all within the chapters of an entertaining story. In the timeless battle between good and evil, these knights of noble heart live and die in loyal service to the king and the prince. They are knights of courage, knights of honor,